You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
It is 3 p.m. on September 27th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 37 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. On September 21st, the SFU Twitter page announced roadwork between Tower Road and University Drive for the Fire Hall 8 construction. On September 23rd, SFU criminology professor Rylan Simpson was awarded Outstanding Early Career Experimental Criminologist Award by Academie Experimentale Criminologie. On September 24th, SFU's Indigenous Council presented Sugarcane, a BC-based award-winning documentary on the legacy of the Canadian residential school system, along with its impact on Indigenous peoples, according to the SFU Twitter page. Also on September 24th, SFU Research welcomed 125 scholars across Canada who joined MyTech's Innovation Skills Training this fall and congratulated Robert Young, a chemistry professor, for winning the 2024 LSBC Scientific Entrepreneurship Award. Professor Young is the founder, president for Mesentech, whose products support muscle, bone health, and prevent cancer. On September 25th, according to the SFU Twitter page, the Museum of Archaeology and Ethnology is in the repatriation process of returning over 50,000 artifacts originated around the world. Today, the SFU Twitter page promoted Indigenous Garden. Excuse me. On the Burnaby's main campus, in honor of residential school survivors, their families, and communities. Also today saw School of Sustainable Energy Engineering having a panel discussion on indigenizing engineering curriculum in honor of the National Truth and Reconciliation Day. First music today is Brittany Howard's What Now with Every Color in Blue. That was Every Color in Blue from Brittany Howard's What Now. Next up is Mercer Hasse Orchestra's Duke Place. Here is Daybreak Express. I'd like to comment on DSFV Athletics at this time. Three events were on tap for September 21st. The Red Leafs women's golf team finished the two-day Grisham Memorial Shootout, hosted by the St. Martin Saints at the home golf course in DuPont, Washington, where SFU won the team crown after firing 9 over par, 585 strokes over two rounds, 16 shots ahead of the runner-ups, UBC Okanagan and George Fox University. The Red Leafs were led by Dana Smith, who fired 3 under par, 141 strokes, only one shot behind UBC Okanagan's Julia Alexander Carew. As for the rest of SFU golfers, Izzy Ferguson, Mira Minhas both fired 3 over par, 147 strokes each, a three-way tie for 4th, shared with Ashley Brulin of the host St. Martin Saints. Anaya Bandal rounded out the top four for SFU for scoring purposes as she fired 6 over par, 150 strokes, a five-way tie for 10th. Chloe Tran fired 9 over par, 153 strokes, a four-way tie for 21st. Later on, the Red Leafs volleyball swept away the visitors Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks in three straight sets at SFU's West Gym. Men's soccer capped off September 21st as they confronted Colorado Mesa at Dirks Field in Durango, Colorado. The Mavericks opened the scoring at 5:02 as Kensho Nagy eluded the Red Leaf Chris Nicholson, followed by Daniel Paulson at 9:41, Mark Manafe at 64:21, Justin Ibrahim at 78:12, and Tommaso Ferreira at 79-35, where SFU was flagged for 3 yellow cards to Colorado's 0, as the Colorado Mesa Maybrecks destroyed the SFU Red Leafs 5-0, as Chris Nicholason surrendered 5 goals on 12 shots, while Diego Chavez earned a clean sheet on 5 shots at Dierks Field in Durango, Colorado. On September 23rd, both SFU golf teams started in the SFU True North Classic. Also, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced players and teams of the week. The Red Leafs' Davida Hill earned the GNAC Volleyball Player of the Week as she led all GNAC players with 5.33 kills per set, 14 kills on 24 swings on SFU's 3-0 sweep of Alaska Anchorage, followed by 18 kills in the Red Leafs' 3-0 sweep of Alaska Fairbanks. Also, SFU's Dana Smith, the 2024 GNAC Women's Golfer of the Year, earned the GNAC Women's Player of the Week for her runner-up performance in the Grisham Memorial Shootout hosted by the St. Martin's Saints, as she fired 3 under par, 141 strokes. Also on September 23rd, SFU women's basketball team published their newsletter according to its Facebook page. On September 24th, both Red Leafs golf teams concluded the 2-day SFU True North Classic at Riverway Course in Burnaby. SFU men's won the team crown with 872 strokes over 3 rounds, led by Dansby Carswell, who fired 214 strokes in a 2-way tie for second, shared with University of Fraser Valley's Hayden Prive. And I guess this is a 3-way tie for second, as Dansby Carswell shared with University of Fraser Valley's Hayden Prive and Western Washington's Peter Dion Yar, only one shot behind Ben Mulder of Northwest Nazarene, who won the individual crown. Behind Dansby Carswell were Danny Im, who fired 218 strokes over 3 rounds for 6th, Max Corcoran with 220 strokes for 7th. Brandon O'Brien shot 225 strokes in a 2-way tie for 10th, and Justin Bjornsson fired 228 strokes in a 2-way tie for 27th. Meanwhile, SFU women were runner-ups in the SFU True North Classic with 903 strokes over 3 rounds, just 4 shots behind the team crown winner, UBC. The Red Leafs women were led by Daniel Smith, who fired 224 strokes for 4th, followed by Mira Minhas, Chloe Tran, both of whom shot 225 strokes for a 5th place tie. Izzy Ferguson fired 231 strokes for 13th, and Anaya Bando with 237 strokes for a 24th place tie with Sue A. Park, who also plays for SFU but competed as an individual in the SFU True North Classic at Riverway Golf Course in Burnaby. On September 25th, the Red Leafs swimming teams released their 2024-25 season schedules according to its Facebook and Instagram pages. 2 events were on tap for September 26th. SFU men's golf started in the 2024 Bishop Invitational at the home course in DuPont, Washington. The Red Leafs women's soccer provided the nightcap as they hosted the Western Washington Vikings. The visitors opened the scoring at 57-54 as Lydia Myers eluded Sarah Lowen, which was the only goal, as SFU fell to Western Washington, where the lone yellow card was issued to the Red Leafs in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. 3 events are on tap today. The Red Leafs men's golf are in the last day of the 2024 Bishop Invitational at the home course in DuPont, Washington, which just finished, according to its scoring page. SFU finished tied for 5th with North Idaho College after firing 2 over par, 866 strokes, with Cal State East Bay defeating Colorado Mesa University in a drop score playoff after both teams fired 858 strokes over three rounds, 8 ahead of North Idaho College and Simon Fraser. Both colleges fired 866 strokes each. As for individuals for Simon Fraser, the scoring sheet isn't that great. SFU finished tied for fifth in the ...2024 Bishop Invitational at the home course in DuPont, Washington. Let me find out who the leader was for the Red Leafs. It's really tough to find out who the leader was for the SFU Red Leafs based on the scoring website for the 2024 Bishop Invitational. Colbert won the individual crown at 12 under par, 204 strokes. Later on, SFU swimming teams start their season with duels at Biola University in La Mirada, California, beginning at 4 p.m., and volleyball visits Western Washington in Bellingham, Washington. The tip-off is at 7 p.m.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Western Oregon is first at 4-1-1. Seattle Pacific second, 3-2-1. Western Washington third, 2-2-2. Montana State Billings fourth, 1-2-3. Simon Fraser fifth, 1-3-2. Northwest Nazarene sixth, 1-4-1. And St. Martin's last at 0-6.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Seattle Pacific is first at 1-0 conference, 3-1-1 overall. Western Washington, 1-0 conference, but are second as they're 2-2-2 overall. 3 points are provided for a win with 1 point for a tie. Western Oregon, also 1-0 conference, but are third as they're 1-2-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 4th, 1-0 conference, but are 1-4 overall. As for the rest, Simon Fraser, 5th, 0-1 conference, but are 4-1 overall. Montana State Billings, 6th, 0-1 conference, but are 3-2 overall. Central Washington, 7th, 0-1 conference, 1-2-1 overall. And St. Martin's, last, a 0-1 conference with a 0-6 overall record.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current volleyball standings, women's volleyball that is, in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Simon Fraser is first at 2-0 conference, 6-3 overall. Central Washington, second, 3-0 conference, 5-4 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, third, 2-1 conference, but are 10-3 overall. Western Washington, fourth, 1-1 conference, 2-6 overall. Seattle Pacific, fifth, 1-1 conference, 1-9 overall. Western Oregon, 6th, 1-2 conference, but are 8-3 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 7th, 1-2 conference, 7-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 8th, 1-2 conference, 4-7 overall. St. Martin's, 9th, 1-2 conference, 3-9 overall. And Montana State Billings, last at 0-2 conference, 6-5 overall.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The third act is Harps Albion. The track is Throne of Amber.
Thank you.
Welcome to the second half of episode 37 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music featured on the SFU Red Leafs hockey with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Gurier's Des Goblin, with the title track. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.